Hi there, it's Sylvia Baldock here, and I want to talk to you today about how to be heard, heard of, and remembered long after you have left the room. Many people at a funeral would rather be in the coffin than standing up in front of the audience delivering the eulogy. And for those same people, the very real fear of public speaking tops even the fear of death. Yet, what is fear? Fear is just a bully who, when confronted properly, will just melt away and allow us to step up and be the person we were born to be. Now, whether you're a regular speaker or you just deliver a 60-second elevator pitch at a networking event, the way you present is crucial to your future business success. And it's a skill that's too often neglected or too often just put to the side because we're scared to stand up and command the attention of an audience. Many people just won't contemplate standing up and speaking about their business or sharing their knowledge. And as a result, they miss so many great marketing opportunities. And yet, with just a little preparation, most of us could stand up and grab the attention of the audience and leave them even wanting more. Now, I'm an avid networker and I often see people stand up at events and just wing it with their elevator pitch, hoping that something good and something impactful will just magically come out of their mouths. They often just talk about the features of their business and offer no benefits. What's in it for me? That's what we're all listening out for. Why should I connect with this person? Why should I find out more? Why should I recommend them? They often have no call to action and leave the audience decidedly underwhelmed. That sort of performance is definitely not memorable and will ensure you leave no lasting impression whatsoever on your audience. One of the main fears most people hold about speaking in public is that fear of rejection. The fear that others will be judging us and, having heard us, will find us wanting. Yet no one is sitting in the audience hoping that you will fail. Your audience also has fears, and some of their biggest ones are that the speaker will offer no value. They will get bored. It will waste their precious time. We are all so time poor that we want to make every second count. So having to listen to speakers who offer nothing new, are ill-prepared, or deliver in a lackluster way can be incredibly frustrating. It also makes you look unprofessional and shows a lack of respect for the audience and for their time. Preparation is the key to delivering an impactful talk, whether it's just 60 seconds, 30 minutes or more. And the way to start your preparation is by asking yourself some key questions. So number one, what is your goal for this meeting? What do you want to achieve? What result do you want from your talk? What do you want your audience to do as a result of it? Do you have a specific offer for this event that will get the audience taking action now? What do you want them to tell others about you? What do you want them to remember about you and what you offer? Plan out your talk with your answers to those questions in mind. And now think about what your audience wants, because your talk is not all about you showing off about your expertise and your knowledge. It's very much about giving the audience something they need, something that will enrich their lives or effect some change in the way that they act and do business. They want to be entertained. They want to be engaged. They want to be captivated. So make your talk as interactive as possible. They want to be educated. So tell them something that they won't know already. They want something that they can do that will make a difference right now. So share your top tips in your area of expertise. If this is a presentation rather than an elevator pitch and you've got more time, then consider the following structure. First of all, start with the big promise of what your talk will deliver and what the audience will go away with. We all love a takeaway. Establish your credibility really early on in the talk. What makes you the expert in your topic? What's your personal experience? Introduce some of your own story. We all love hearing personal stories. And yes, your story is interesting because it's unique to you. If you struggle with this, work with a coach who will pull out those long forgotten skills and experiences that make you who you are today. We so underestimate the impact of our life's learnings and challenges and what that impact has had on the person we are today and the value we have to offer to others. Thirdly, identify a common myth within your industry. Let me give you an example of this. When I'm running workshops or speaking on personal promise, personal presence, I say, many people think presence or charisma is just the luck of the draw. It's something you're either born with or you're not, and it can't be learned. Actually, there are so many ways you can increase your personal presence right now, and I'm about to share my top tips, things that you can implement immediately to ensure that you do indeed stand out from the crowd and leave a lasting impression. By doing that, I'm immediately giving people a reason to listen with the promise of valuable takeaways. Tip four is give an overview of the framework of your talk and what the audience can look forward to. This shows you've taken time to think about your talk and the structure and that you've prepared for the event, which immediately puts the audience at ease. Tip five, get instant interaction by asking questions. Holding your hand up to elicit the same response, injecting humour or genuine self-deprecation will get the audience smiling, laughing, nodding agreement and being engaged. And the quicker you can get that engagement, the quicker people are going to listen and pay attention and value what you have to say. Have a clear call to action. Something they can do now and something that will make a genuine difference to them and keep them engaged with you long after your talk is over. And finally, have a powerful close. Many people deliver a great talk and then finish off without any real impact. A very common way to finish is to ask for questions. This means that you're giving the power away to your audience. And whilst it's great to have question time, make sure you have powerful closing remarks after the questions. And let your host know that that's what you will be doing so they don't start thanking you at the end of the question time. If it's a new audience, it's a good idea to have one or two people you know primed with questions in case there is that awkward silence. People are often too shy to speak out first. However, once others start asking questions, they often get the courage to join in. If you don't get a chance to set this up, and you're faced with that stony silence, make light of it. Say something like, I've obviously explained everything very clearly and already answered any questions you may have had. So let me just summarise my key points again. Obviously that's said with a winning smile and a bit of a joke. Then reinforce your key points and finish with a powerful statement, quote, or something that includes the lines you started with, as it looks very professional to tie your ending into your opening, and it just reinforces your key message. When you have finished, just stand still for a moment and make eye contact with your audience and accept and enjoy their applause. They're applauding because they appreciate your being there and your content and the value you've given them. So give them the honour of standing there and accepting that applause rather than rushing off the stage as quickly as possible. If you want more information from me, you can find out more on my website. It is sylviabaldock.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.